This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Volunteering Vibes. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Weston from Volunteering Hawke's Bay, your local volunteer centre, connecting people who want to make their community even more awesome. In these programmes, we'll be hearing from local volunteers and the organisations that they work for. So based on information from the last census, somewhere in the region of about 10,000 grandparents in New Zealand are currently raising their grandchildren. And today we're spending time with Leonie Lewis from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust, a nationwide organisation that supports grandparents raising their grandchildren full time. Welcome, Leonie, and thanks for joining us today to talk about your service and the work that you do.
Good morning, Tracy. Thank you for having me along.
Oh, you're welcome. So how did Grandparents Raising Grandchildren in Hawke's Bay come about?
Okay, well, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren is a national organisation, and Grandparents and Raising Grandchildren in Hawke's Bay came about 2010. Now, currently we have in Hastings and Napier probably 400 families, so, you know, there's quite a few of us. But it basically came from our national office, and that was founded in 1998.
Right.
Okay, and became a charitable trust in 2001.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's grown considerably over that time.
Hugely.
Okay. So, Leonie, can you tell us about the work that Grandparents Raising Grandchildren does?
Okay, well, we provide specialist services, programs that strengthen and empower grandparents and whānau caregivers so that they can raise resilient, healthy tamariki. So that is, we do a SALT program, which is dealing with children, you know, showing how to deal with your emotions. A lot of our children come with trauma, loss, and lots more special needs, as in ADHD or fetal alcohol. So
quite complex needs then.
In a lot of cases, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your GERG is unique in New Zealand because most of our members and head office have an understanding of the long-term benefits a grandparent will get.
So what part do volunteers play at GERG?
Okay, well, I'm the local coordinator for Napier, so my role is to organise meetings, events, and just have day-to-day care of the people in my area. So that can include when they first join, ringing them, having a chat to see where we can help or what they would like to, how much they'd like to be involved with us, supporting with support letters for grants and things like that, helping them with paperwork if they need.
So it can be real practical stuff.
And sometimes just being a listening ear, because when somebody really understands what they're going through, because you've been there yourself, I think it really helps. I know in my case it did.
Absolutely. So what might a day for you as a volunteer look like?
There is always plenty of paperwork. We have regular meetings, monthly meetings, Napier and Hastings. We run coffee mornings in Hastings twice a month. A lot of time on the phone. A lot of time trying to catch up with a network with other agencies so that we can then share the information to our members, because we're not a one-stop shop. It's about the support we can get for them through whatever means they need. So, you know, networking is a great part of our work that we do.
It sounds like the support that you give is tailored to the needs of the people.
Of each member.
Okay.
Every situation's different, and every child's different. So
you must have made some great contacts over the time in terms of being able to, you know, guide people and support people.
We certainly have, and the people and groups around are just so supportive and more than happy to help. So, you know, it takes, what do they say, it takes a village to raise a child, and we need that support for our members. So
Absolutely. So if you were looking for someone to volunteer for your organisation or someone approached you, what would make them a good fit to work with GRG?
Somebody that is a good listener, somebody that's calm and doesn't judge, because, you know, situations happen, nobody can predict what's going to happen, but being non-judgmental is pretty important,
So can you tell us about the support that would be on offer to someone who might volunteer for GRG?
Head office, as I say, support us really well. They've got an amazing team up there, so training, and just meeting up with some really great people and knowing that your support is really appreciated.
That's awesome. Okay, so if you've just joined us, you're listening to a regular program presented by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, promoting volunteers and our organizations across all of Hawke's Bay. Our website is vhb.org.nz. I'm Tracy Weston, and today we're talking with Leonie Lewis of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. So, Leonie, do you want to tell me a bit about how you personally became involved with GRG?
My husband and I became members about 9 years ago when we took on the care of two of our granddaughters. And, you know, it was not a horrific time, but quite unsettling. So we just started occasionally going to meetings, and then as time's gone on, it's picked up and I got more involved, as I tend to do, and my husband as well. We've made some great friends, and then all of a sudden, Beth and Napier, who was the previous coordinator, who was amazing, had been a great support, decided that, you know, it was time for her to step down. So I got involved then as the Napier coordinator. I think I like a challenge, but I also like, you know, being out there and doing it. So, and my husband's very supportive. So,
That must be important.
It is. And as I say, we've made some great friends and, good relationships, so, which I think has helped us along the way as well.
Okay, Leonie, so could you tell us a little bit about your volunteering journey?
Okay, where do I start? When I was 15, going on 16, I got involved as a cub leader. So I was Ricky. Then I moved up and became Arcala. And that was just through a neighbour's son not being able to go because they didn't have enough leaders. So, So I was involved with that until I got married, or just after. Then as you move on and have children, it became the Plunkett Committee, the Kindy Committee, the school committee, and most of the time it was chairman. I must be bossy, I don't know. Kindy school. Then I got involved with the Junior Netball Council, which I was involved with probably for about 10 years, and we were responsible for getting junior reps up and going again, which is year 7 and 8 at intermediate, but we also organised the local junior netball. So that was really a special time because my mum had been involved with netball, so it was, it was pretty special. I was involved with Plunkett as a volunteer for probably 15 years. Again, holding, being president and things like that. I like to be on the ground and in the middle of it, so like organising things and seeing people have fun. When GRG came along, it was a bit out of the blue. I hadn't been doing a lot for a little bit, but with family life and everything. GRG just fitted in, and I think I can offer something special, and I like dealing with people, and there's some pretty amazing people out there. So
there certainly are. And I think a lot of our listeners can relate to what you're saying there in terms of, serving your community and sharing your skills and time.
And also I've made some pretty amazing friends over that time. you know, yeah. Like, I just caught up for a coffee with one this morning that was involved as a cub leader. So, you know, we don't catch up. We sat and had a coffee and a chat and reminisced. So it was pretty good.
Just like old times. Oh, you're a wonderful advocate for the organisation and the people that you support. Fantastic.
Thank you.
So how do you think, so you talked about being non-judgmental as an important trait that a volunteer might have. So what? How do you think that working with GRG has changed any perspectives you might have on issues, or, you know, there are so many issues around young people and children and the difficulties and the challenges with raising families. How has it changed your viewpoint on things?
Definitely learning not, well, I don't think I really ever judged, but you know, you don't judge because you don't know what situation you'll be in yourself maybe tomorrow. These children haven't asked for a lot of the situations that they're in. So supporting their grandparents and supporting them, you know, just to get through it and make it as happy and as, at the end of the day, we all want strong tamariki that are independent and happy people. Mm. So that's what we're doing. But there are challenges along the way. So you don't ever judge because, it's happened and,
Yeah, absolutely. Stereotyping must be quite an issue, I guess.
And definitely. And a lot of our members find that when they get into the situation of having a grandchild arrive on their doorstep, sometimes, you know, overnight, a lot of their friends don't quite know how to deal with it, so they back off. So that can be quite isolating, and sometimes the grandparents maybe feel a little bit ashamed initially. Nothing to be ashamed about, but sometimes dealing with that can take a bit of time.
Their situation is a reflection of something they did or didn't do in their own, in raising their own children.
Exactly, so, but that's not the case. So, I think I've met some pretty amazing people from different walks and, you know, you'd be surprised. There's a real mixture, but we're all doing the best we can.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose maybe something that people don't think about is that this goes across all of society.
Oh,
that,
most definitely.
You know, when we talk about socioeconomic groups and people who are advantaged, disadvantaged, it stretches across all of them.
It does. There's no, there's no dots in between. It's just one continuous, And, you know, we've got great grandparents raising grandchildren out there as well.
My goodness.
So, you know,
Wow. I bet they didn't think that they would find themselves in that position.
No, and I don't think I ever thought I would. So,
having raised your family.
Exactly. Yeah. You think it's time to move on. So there's a bit of loss there. You've lost your retirement. You've also, in some respects, you become your grandchildren's parents. So you've kind of lost that little bit that you would normally with your grandchildren.
So that usual relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild is something different.
Yes, it becomes something different. And I know a lot of their children are struggling out there and they do appreciate what we do. They might not always show it, but,
In time to come, I'm sure they'll reflect back and just see how much of a sacrifice was made on their behalf,
I think they will.
So what's in store for GRG over the coming year?
Okay, well, this year, Na, who is the Hastings coordinator, who I should have mentioned before, we recently went to Wairoa because we've decided that up there they've had a shopping time
of it,
and there's a lot of people up there that could do with our support. So we're going to, the 3rd of March, have our first coffee morning up there. So hopefully we'll get a bit of support. We've got local groups up there, like Napier Family Centre's up there, councillors and things. So they're going to support us and we're going to get a coffee morning going up there once a month.
Awesome.
But locally, we want to continue our meetings. Our group, Hastings and Napier, are pretty active socially. We put a float in the Blossom Parade last year and one most unusual for our toilet roll flowers that we decorated with. The members have really enjoyed doing that kind of stuff and craft stuff, and we try and bring things in that are a bit different, glass making and things like that. So We want to continue doing that kind of stuff and being social. Mm-hmm. We'll hold SALT programs, which is a training program, education. Mm-hmm. We'll do as much education-type programs as we can with mm-hmm. other groups. Mm-hmm. We have regular guest speakers from anything from age concern through to the DHB, things like that. Right. So as much knowledge out there. And we tend to ask what our members would like. Mm. So
it's a collaborative thing, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
Do you want to tell me a bit more about the program that you talked about?
The SALT program is a program that's run, and it just goes through with the child, a lot of children that come with trauma, dealing with how their brain is actually affected.
So psychology.
Yeah. And just a better understanding of what they're going through and how they're seeing it. Because mm-hmm. I don't know, all children are probably like this, you know, they throw a paddy and you get that blank look. Mm. Well, children with trauma, you know, it goes a bit deeper than that. So, yeah, just learning strategies that will help you get through your day-to-day with children that, as I say, come with little issues, you know, through no fault of their own.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that sounds really important. So if someone were interested in working with GRG, what would you say to them? How would you encourage them to in touch?
Get hold of us. We will encourage, like at Christmas time, we had local groups support us with our Christmas party. Unity Credit Union came and cooked our barbecue and lent us their gazebo. We had somebody else come and do photography for us, so we hope to use volunteer at Hawke's Bay more this year, which we've just joined. But yeah, we know we need help, and the more help we can get, the better. So it doesn't matter what your skill is. If you're somebody that does crafting or something and you think that our members might enjoy it, get hold of us.
So what's the best way for people to get hold of you?
The best way is either by email, and I'm napier@grg.org.nz, or nar is hastings@grg.org.nz. Otherwise, just give us a ring.
If people want to find out more, can they? Is there a website?
Yes, go to the head office website, which is easiest way probably is to get hold of us is 0800 GRANDS. Okay, that's 0800 GRANDS. And the friendly staff at head office will talk to you and pass on our information, and we'll be in contact.
It's awesome. Thank you so much. So a huge thank you to you, Leonie, for making the time to come in and talk to us today. We wish Leonie and everyone in connection with Grandparents Raising Grandchildren every continued success in the crucial work that they do. And thank you too for joining us and listening in. If you're an organisation, team or business that want to volunteer as a group, do get in touch. Volunteering Hawke's Bay offers a range of training and networking opportunities for its members, and membership is free. We have over 250 registered organisations with hundreds of volunteering opportunities, so whether you're into baking, talking, painting or cycling, there's a volunteering opportunity for you. Just visit our website, vhb.org.nz, and be the change.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible. Someday when I get my facts right, I would choose to let you know.
Come play when I get my tracks tight, jump into the next floor. Some say I should get my stats right, I would choose not to show.
As a broadcaster, we adhere to the Broadcasting Standards Authority rules. If you wish to make a formal complaint about something you've heard on Radio Hawke's Bay, then you must send your complaint in writing to the manager at Radio Hawke's Bay, 6 bar 302 Hastings Street North, Hastings, or email kelly@radiohawkesbay.org.nz. This must be done within 20 working days of the broadcast. If you're dissatisfied with the outcome, you can refer your complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. To find out more about this formal complaints process, go to their website, bsa.govt.nz.